I used to come to Blackhawk games with my father. I loved it. I loved the camaraderie, the electricity of a big night in the city. In a way, everything I know about life, I learned from my father watching the Blackhawks. It can all be summed up in two words, two simple words that ring over and over in my memory.
Detroit sucks! Detroit sucks!
I mean, you can't argue with that. Jeremy Piven is doing an evening of stand-up comedy Friday, August 9th at the Vic. And tickets go on sale, is it today? Yeah, it's no, tomorrow.
No, Friday. No. Today's only Wednesday.
What day is it today?
Tickets go on sale to the general public on Friday, April 19th at
What's today? Is today Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
So tomorrow will be Thursday?
Yes, and I've been messed up. I almost rolled my trash cans out last night, but our trash night, you put them out on Wednesday night, and I thought yesterday was Wednesday as well, so I'm probably throwing you off.
No, I think it's me. Jeremy Piven was scheduled to be on at this time. He hasn't called. Do we know where he is?
I do not know where he is, but there is a pre-sale taking place on Wednesday, April 17th, starting at 10 a.m. and ends tomorrow at 12 p.m., and there's a code word GLOBE, G-L-O-B-E.
So you can get in on the pre-sale.
Oh, I think I saw that, yeah. And while we're waiting for Jeremy, I want to give away a pair of tickets to the seventh caller.
Do you have clearance for this?
I do have clearance. So a lucky winner that wants to see Jeremy do stand-up, it's 312-981-7200, seventh caller.
312-981-7200 is Jeremy Piven. Joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Piven. How are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys feeling?
We're doing great. And by the way, before I forget, hi to your mom. You know, she's a semi-regular listener, and we love her, and she's done amazing things for theater in this town, as you know.
Yes, Joyce Piven listens. I listen for many different reasons. I would even walk past you guys as you're broadcasting there on Michigan Avenue and stare at you until you welcomed me in. And it was fantastic.
It happened a couple of times in the afternoon. I called security, and they said, no, let him in.
You guys are always welcoming, man. I mean, you know, to be able to come home to Chicago, I can't even tell you how excited I am to do this.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's the dream. It's the dream. And you know, people don't really know about my stand-up or the journey, and I would love to bore you with it if you have 11 seconds.
Well, actually, that's right, because people obviously think of you as the great actor that you are, but you've done just about everything in show business, and it takes a lot of guts to do stand-up, and I have nothing but respect for the fact that you dove in, and you caught the bug.
You know what? I don't have any guts. I have just pure stupidity, and I'm also very delusional. You know, because I know that I'm young, black, and gifted.
Well, of course you are.
That shows you how delusional I am. No, when I say I'm delusional, I mean that in terms of, you know, growing up at Evanston and then living in Chicago and performing at Second City and coming from a sketch comedy background and doing shows like Entourage where I'm, you know, trying to get my own dialogue in the show and whatnot, and trying to find the best place and time to do it has been the thrill of my life. And now to be doing stand-up where I'm writing the whole show and it rests on me. I either thrive or bomb based on my comedy and everything that's coming from me. And so it's insanely challenging, and I'm addicted. You're absolutely right.
So have you eaten it yet? Eaten it, for kids that haven't played the game, is you go up on stage and you don't give laughs.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'll never forget the first time that happened. A little dive bar, which I was told is the heaviest lifting in the country. And, you know, I'm just so ridiculous that I thought that I could navigate it, and I didn't. And I walked out of there thinking, not only was I not funny, but maybe I've never been funny, ever.
It's a punch in the gut.
You start questioning everything, and that's when you grow, and that's when you go deeper and try to write better material, and then the comedy gods help you out, and the next time you get up on stage, it usually works out really well right after you bomb, and that's how you get better. And I can't wait to. I'm going to be performing at the Vic, which you guys know well. And
tickets are on sale Friday.
Yes, you know what? I thought they went on sale today. I could be totally
wrong.
Well,
there's a pre-sale, Jeremy.
Yeah, we got a super secret pre-sale.
And you need a code word GLOBE, GLOBE, starting today at 10 until noon tomorrow. And then official, everybody, general public, can get them on Friday.
You know, the regular people.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys, I love that you guys know so much more than I do. It's genius. Do you know what number or where is their website?
Yeah, you can go to ticketfly.com or you can go to 877-987-6487 if you want to get tickets.
That's amazing. And what I'll be doing, because it's my hometown, is sticking around afterwards and taking pictures with people.
Ah, cool. That's great. That's
probably cool. Until they kick me out. Just because there is no place like home. There isn't. And, you know, when I look at my entire schedule, there's nothing that makes me more excited than going back to Chicago, seeing Cubs game, getting ready for the Bears and the Blackhawks, and nothing's better.
You're going to shoot this for a possible special? Because that's where you're headed, you know.
Well, thank you. From your mouth to God's ears. I have been shooting my entire, this year, you're the first person I'm telling this to. I've been shooting the entire journey because I just thought, you know, anyone that's stupid enough to try to attempt stand-up needs to document it for the world to see, you know?
Yeah, it's very true.
And so I've got this great director of photography that with this brilliant camera and a crew, and we've just been, you know, documenting the truth. What's it like to walk through this and to see a guy that you know and may have a reference for as an actor, but you've never seen him do stand up and you see him fail and hopefully thrive and learn. And I think the most important thing is that, you know, that I've learned, that people can learn, is no matter where you are or how much you've evolved in any arena, you can learn so much. And if you put your ego aside and you're curious, you can only grow and get better, and that's what this is about. And, you know, my stand-up is stand-up. It's not an evening with Jeremy Piven, a Q&A,
right,
a screening.
With clips.
Yeah, a victory lap, or running out the time. You know, nothing like that. It's pure stand-up. And it's a tribute also to Second City Chicago, you know, and all the theaters there, because, and the people. Because, you know, everyone wonders why do so many great actors and performers come out of Chicago. And one of the biggest variables is people show up and the community rallies behind the arts. And so you could be performing in a 99-seat house, you know, a black box.
Sure.
And people are going to show up. And so we've logged the hours, and so we're ready.
Well, here's the thing, too, that people need to know, because a lot of people will go, oh, look, Jeremy's a big star. How hard could it be? He'll go out, he'll get the celebrity laughs. Here's what people don't understand. You get celebrity applause when you're introduced, because everybody goes, well, how cool is that? That's Jeremy Piven. And then guess what? That's when it starts. You got to be funny.
Yeah, and to be honest, I love that pressure, because it's really up to you in that moment. And you know what? They'll maybe give you, I would say realistically, they'll give you 30 seconds
right,
or a minute.
Right.
And they'll give you some courtesy laughs and some chuckles, and then you gotta do it. And it's sometimes, you know, even harder if I remember a club owner said, are you going to be okay disappointing the audience? And I said, I don't understand what you mean. He said, well, they're going to have a reference for you as an actor, and if you don't exceed that, they're going to be disappointed. And I said, I don't want anyone to come and see me. I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Sure.
And, you know, when I grew up in Evanston at the Piven Theater, you know, one of the things my parents instilled is you have to respect the space you occupy when you perform. And so if, you know, when we get off the phone, I'm going back to writing. And yes, there will be a special, but only when I think it's kind of the best version of everything I'm working on. And, you know, to come from the Chicago stages where I've done all the drama and the comedy and the sketch comedy and all this stuff. So I go in and out of characters. I'm telling stories. It's straight observational stand-up. So it's kind of a little bit of everything, but it is straight stand-up. And I'm working with the audience. And I just got to tell you, you know, I never would have guessed this is where I would be ever. But all roads, in a weird way, lead to stand-up because everything informs that performance. And I recently just finished a movie in Bulgaria, and I thought, oh, man, I'm rusty, because I did about 250 shows last year as a stand-up. I've never gone this long without being in front of a camera, sure, about a year and a half. And one form informs the other, you know, and that's the great thing, is that, like, when any of us go and do another job and come back to another job, it can only get better, because you're gaining experiences and insights. So,
no, I totally agree. And by the way, I've got a hook for you for free from your friend Steve. Lloyd needs to be in the audience to heckle you. Is payback for all the years on Entourage. Nobody sees him come in. He sits up front and he starts blasting you. The place would be up for grabs.
How genius would that be?
Be fantastic.
If he was just like, Ari, no one's buying this. It's terrible. Okay? Listen, Ari, you're viciously mediocre.
I'm telling you, fun night. And by the way, it's Friday, August 9th at the Vic. Tickets on sale for the general public on Friday, but you can get in early. Pre-sale available today with the word GLOBE, G-L-O-B-E. We just gave away a pair of tickets. We'll get a name on that in just a second. Thanks for that, and go to Ticketfly.com.
That would be Bill.
Bill won.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what? It would be great. I really want to make sure you guys get a couple tickets. I'd love for you to come.
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
And then, we get a chance to tell the listeners what you thought. And,
you bet.
And have fun, and we'll hang out afterwards. And I'd almost like to call in again before I get up, because it's pretty far away. August is, you know, the Cubs will have won 100 games by August.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
You know what? You're exactly right, and you're always welcome here. All right, man, hold on, and keep killing it. August 9th, Friday night at the Vic. Again, GLOBE is GLOBE at Ticketfly.com or 877-987-6487.